ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Indeed it does. The final Fantasy Football Show of the 2025 season, and for this year. We're not doing this next Sunday, folks. Nor should you be. That is the lesson here from the outset. 312-332-3776. That's the number if you want to participate in today's show, hanging out with you for the next hour. I am Jeff Meller, doing the Fantasy Football Show. And folks, before we get to anything, I want to welcome you on in to the home of the Kings of the North. That's right, the Chicago Bears, your Chicago Bears, our Chicago Bears. ESPN Chicago, the home of the Kings of the North. Ryan Poles made the proclamation the day that he was introduced to an assembled media that he wanted to take the North and never give it back. Well, after last night's showing by the Green Bay Packers, in which the Baltimore Ravens run roughshod all over them at Lambeau Field, the Bears have officially clinched the NFC North this season and have an opportunity, if they can take care of business over the next couple of weeks and get a little bit of help from one of the Seattle Seahawks opponents the next 2 weeks, the Bears will actually clinch a bye. So a lot on the line for Bears fans. Now the question is, as we shift, is there still a lot on the line for you, the fantasy football player? I am Jeff Meller, and what we do each and every Sunday, if you're new to this show, this is an unfortunate timing for you to jump on in the last show of the season. But a quick rundown, I'll go through all the key injury news and notes that you need to be aware of for today and tomorrow night, get you set for your fantasy football championship showdown, championship. And hopefully, hopefully, help you walk away with that trophy. As always, the Fantasy Football Show is presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. All right, let's get things rolling around the league with all the news and notes that you need to be aware of. And we're going to kick things off with what might be one of the most interesting, surprising games of the season. And that will occur in Las Vegas.
Floats this one over the right side. He's got his man out there. It's Bowers who makes the catch. Dives into the end zone for a Raider touchdown.
The Raiders will not have Brock Bowers as he was shut down officially, put on injured reserve. They will, however, have this man.
They run it again with Genty, patient behind the line. Bounces out to the left at the 40, into the secondary 30. Nobody's going to catch him. Down the middle of the field, Genty at the 5. Touchdown, Raiders. Deuces, goodbye for the second time in the ballgame.
Oh, if you waited, if you showed the patience, if you were able to navigate a season with Ashton Genty as your first or second round pick, he finally rewarded you last week against the Houston Texans, and believe it or not, Ashton Genty will go for the Raiders as they and the Giants showdown at Allegiant Stadium this afternoon. They've got a 3:05 kick. That's the only 3:05 kick of the day, by the way. We do have one 3:25 kick, which we'll get to here shortly, but the only 3:05 kick, the Giants and Raiders, as the loser of this game takes the inside track for the number one overall pick in next year's NFL draft. But Genty will play, even though there was some questions about whether or not he would be available. So obviously you're firing him up, you're using him. And if you were hoping to have Brock Bowers as your elite tight end for you in the championship game, that is not going to be the case today.
As the lone running back, motion right, Swift. Here's the fake toss. Over the middle, touchdown, back of the end zone. Touchdown, Roma Dunze.
Roma Dunze is out yet again. So that means that Luther Burden, who is going to play today, is in line for a pretty significant upgrade in terms of what we should expect from him. So I think you can go ahead and definitely continue to, or maybe use Luther Burden, maybe not continue, but maybe use him at this point in your lineup if you were somebody who was concerned about not having Roma Dunze. Luther Burden may still be available for you out there. So he's somebody who I would think tonight could have a significant role in the Bears passing game.
Rattler has Kamara to his left. Kamara gets the handoff, right side, 15-10. Alvin to the outside, 5. Touchdown, Alvin Kamara! Gets the touchdown. Chuck out of the shotgun. Throws it deep down the far sideline, looking for Olave, who makes the catch. And Olave will just tiptoe down the sideline into the end zone for a touchdown.
Ah, do you remember the days when Alvin Kamara was scoring 6 touchdowns in the Fantasy Football Championship? That did indeed happen, and that will not happen today. He's out yet again for the Saints, but Chris Olave, who's been coming on as of late, is going to be active for the Saints today, so that's the good news. Get Olave back into your lineup. Lock him in. No reason not to use him today, as the New Orleans Saints have been a bit plucky since Tyler Shuck took over as their starting quarterback. The Saints are in Tennessee taking on the Titans as they will play at Nissan Stadium in Nashville today. That is a noon kick.
Browns first and 10 on the 13 of the Bills. Fannin motions into the backfield. Shador play fake, rolls out to the right. Shador throws on the run. Fannin has it. Touchdown! Touchdown Browns! Right down the field! Shador on third down, throws it, Sampson to the flat, Sampson 35, Sampson 40, Sampson, first down, he's at the Raider 35, it's a foot race and he's gone, Dylan Sampson, touchdown!
So, good news, Harold Fannin Jr. adamant that he is going to play today, and he could be one of those plug-in replacements for Brock Bowers, without question. Dylan Sampson looks like he is going to be a goal for the Browns as well. And in PPR formats, that's good news. I think you can definitely consider using him. Definitely in the flex spot, possibly as an RB2 if you need one. Because, of course, Quinshon Judkins suffered the serious leg injury last week. And he's done for the year and really does compromise his draft status next season as we look ahead, because you never quite know when a running back suffers a significant leg injury just how well they'll bounce back. So something that we'll no doubt be talking about throughout the offseason as the drafts approach next year. But today, Dylan Sampson, who has in moments looked like somebody who could be a difference maker in fantasy, in PPR formats you definitely want to use him. I think the interesting thing, at least the way I'm looking at this, is how much will the Browns, in terms of resistance, put up against the Steelers today? The Steelers, they've got a lot on the line because they can clinch the AFC North with a win over the Browns. And perhaps more importantly, if they can do that, they will eliminate the Ravens, who the Steelers have on the schedule next week. And you know, even though the Ravens are dealing with their own Lamar Jackson injury issues, you know that the Steelers certainly don't want to have a Week 18 scenario where they have to beat the Ravens to win the division. Much easier for the Steelers to take care of business, beat the Browns today, then go ahead and rest their players from 1 week ahead of the playoffs. So I would expect a very motivated Pittsburgh Steelers bunch today as they take on the Browns at Huntington Bank Field in Cleveland.
Shotgun set for Brissett on second and goal at the 9. Back to throw. Sends a pass to the left side on a back shoulder throw. Caught for a touchdown by Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison Jr., what are we doing? He's expected to play yet again. He has the Bengals defense to go up against, but he also is expected to be somewhat limited in terms of his snap count. So even though the Bengals might look enticing, even though Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be active today, I'd be concerned about utilizing him in your fantasy football championship unless you're absolutely desperate. I would try and do my best, even though, again, he'll be active today. I'd do my best to avoid using Marv.
Henderson in the backfield by himself. Bunch up on the lineman on the left side. May throws to his right for Booty. Makes the catch toward the right pylon deep in the end zone. It's a touchdown for the Patriots.
First and 10 Patriots from the 48. Henderson single setback. Two tight ends to the right. Give to Trayvon. Runs into the right.
Stop and start. He accelerates past the 40. 35, 30, 25, 20. Chased by a pair of Bills. Through attention. Touchdown, Patriots.
If you're a Buffalo Bills fan right now, what are you thinking? Your window is closed. There's a new AFC East champ.
Little good news, bad news for you here, and we'll start with the bad news. Kayshon Booty, he has already been ruled out for the Patriots. They also have placed Mac Hollins on injured reserve, which I do think makes both Stephon Diggs and Hunter Henry strong must-start players today as the Patriots get the Jets in East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. Trayvon Henderson, good news, has cleared concussion protocol. I always warn, make sure that he is active, though, as game time starts, because you never know. Concussions can be a tricky thing. You could also have symptoms pop up on game day after clearing concussion protocol, even though we're feeling good about where he's at. Just always make sure that he's active as the kickoff approaches, because you never quite know. But if you survived Trayvon Henderson leaving last Sunday night's game, and you were able to advance in your playoffs, you can go ahead and use him firmly in your lineup today, as the Jets have definitely packed things up, it feels like, with Brady Cook under center for them. I really don't want to use Breece Hall, or, I mean, you're probably not using A.D. Mitchell at this point. There's nobody on the... I mean, Breece Hall would be the only real option because of the position, but honestly, against the Patriots today, I would do my best to avoid at using any Jets at this point. But again, Trayvon Henderson, that's the big one. He's cleared concussion protocol. Now we just need to make sure that he'll be active this morning with no setbacks, and you can go ahead and use him today.
Here's the snap. They bring five again. They'll throw for London. Did he hang on? He did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Oh, this is an unbelievable
Drake grab. London has done it again!
Oh, my, the good old days back when Drake London was carrying teams to victory. Last week, we saw him, certainly didn't instill a ton of confidence, but he was back. And honestly, he is listed as questionable for Monday night's game, but per Raheem Morris, he, quote, feels great. So I think London, you could probably... If you needed to hold out on him, you can definitely, I think, feel pretty comfortable about using him. I will always throw out the caveat, though, in a must-win situation, just make sure you have an option available from Monday night's game. That's probably the bigger issue for you, is it worth waiting on Drake London and then potentially bypass using some decent options who you would plug in just in case. And again, looks like he'll be active, and I would imagine that he will probably be more involved today after last week's game, getting his feet wet. So I think Drake London's somebody who at this point, he's probably worth holding out on. Again, just making sure that you've got somebody available as a possible option to plug in. I'll also add, you know, putting him in a flex spot if your league plays with them, always the better move, because then you'll have a few more options available to you, whether it be a running back or a tight end also playing in that game tomorrow night. So maybe at this point you've lost a little bit of love with Kyle Pitts with Drake London back. Maybe you've got him on your roster. He could be the pivot. If London's not active, obviously I think you would want Pitts in your lineup, as we saw a few weeks ago. So Drake London, though, expected to go tomorrow night.
And it is a blitz. Allen back to pass. Looking down the right sideline for Kincaid. Complete. And he walks into the end zone for a 23-yard touchdown reception. Well, how's that for an opening act?
So Dalton Kincaid for the Bills, along with Dawson Knox, both listed as questionable with knee injuries that they're dealing with. But there's positive signs, as both were back at practice on Friday. So I think you'll probably get both, but this is the only 325 kick today. I mentioned 305 Giants Raiders kickoff. The only other game in that afternoon time slot will be the Bills and Eagles. And Kincaid, again, is he worth holding on? Now, that's a little different, right? If you have a better option that you need to turn to in the earlier games, I might not risk waiting on someone like Dalton Kincaid because he has been dealing with the knee injury, which seems to have compromised his ability a little bit. So I would definitely not hold out so much on Kincaid.
35 at the 5. Here is Purdy dropping back. Looks right. Throws. It is a touchdown to George Kittle. Caught it just in the front corner, and the 49ers break through and strike first.
Second and goal from the 4 off the offsetting penalty. Snap to Purdy, rolling to the right, flowing that way, throwing near side. It's caught right near the goal line and out of bounds at the 1 yard line by Pearsall, who got shoved back by Brian Branch.
All right, so both Ricky Pearsall and George Kittle are listed as questionable, and Kittle was extremely limited this week with the ankle injury. Now, all the words from the insiders, Adam Schefter yesterday, late last night, said that Kittle's going to give it a go in pregame warmups and see how he feels, but that is certainly a little bit concerning if you're somebody who is relying on George Kittle. And I'll make the point that unless you maybe have Kyle Pitts or Parkinson from the Rams, you may not want to wait it out, because I think this is one where it feels like there's a decent chance Kittle might have to miss tonight's game because of the limited availability he's had all week. So I'd hate to wait it out and then not have anybody available. But again, it's George Kittle, so I understand why you might want to. I really kind of think it depends on who your options would be. If you have Pitts to pivot to, then I would certainly be willing to wait it out. Even Parkinson, I think both those players, if you have either of them, worth having on your roster. And if George Kittle can't go tonight against the Bears in Santa Clara, then you have someone else to go with. But, you know, it's not a lock that he's going to play. Same thing with Ricky Pearsall, who is also listed as questionable, as the Bears will take on the 49ers in San Francisco again with a lot on the line. The Bears, if the Bears win, by the way, the worst they would be able to be is the number 2 seed. So they could lock up the number 2 seed with a win tonight in San Francisco. And then certainly the possibility exists they could also take down the number 1 seed with a little bit of help if the Seahawks lose just one more time and the Bears win out. Then the Bears will not just be the kings of the North, my friends, but they'll be the kings of the NFC with a bye and the playoffs running through Chicago. So that sounds like a beautiful way to spend your Sunday night. And again, quick reminder, after the Bears wrap up and after Peggy and Yurko wrap up the network postgame show, I will be back late tonight with Pat the Designer, Jason McKee. We will be giving you the postgame show, hopefully breaking down a Bears win, but at the very least, breaking down a Bears NFC North title. There you go, all the latest injury news. Oh, you know what? One player I did not mention, but I should say, Davante Adams. He's already listed as doubtful. All signs point to him not playing, so he's not worth waiting on for the Rams on Monday Night Football as they do play the Falcons. So Davante Adams, if you were, you know, crossing your fingers and hoping, I think that's probably very unlikely that he will be playing. Honestly, I don't think we're going to see Davante Adams back with that hamstring injury until the playoffs begin for the Rams. So make and plan accordingly. All right, here we go. That's all the injury news. 312-332-3776. That's the number if you want to jump on in. Throw your lineup questions at me, Jeff Meller, right here on your home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Championship. Championship.
That is right, the Fantasy Football Show, the Championship Edition here now on ESPN 1000. I am Jeff Meller. You can hit me up on the socials at Jeff_Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R. That's Meller, not Miller. Got that question earlier in the week when I was filling in from 2 to 3 earlier, and I will be doing that again this week on Monday and Tuesday. So if you want to just talk some general NFL, Bears, whatever your heart's desire, I will be in on Monday and Tuesday of this week. So feel free to give me a ring there as well. But first things first, you have your fantasy football championship on the line today. So now I head on out to the phone lines and say good morning to Steve in McHenry. Steve-O, my friend, good morning. Happy
Jeff,
championship Sunday.
I'm in the championship 12-team dynasty league, first year playing in it. I need 2 out of 4 defensive players. Caden Ellis, Marcus Jones, Nick Cross, and I gave him the wrong name earlier, Kobe Bryant. No, I'm sorry, Kobe Turner, lineman for the Rams.
All right, Steve, hang tight. I'm going to put you on hold here. That's one where I'm going to have to do a little bit of recognizance here. I'm going to have to do some information. I will get you an answer there, but I'm going to have to ask you specific scoring numbers. And it is Championship Sunday, so I will get you some info and my thoughts on that. But the reality is that most of our listeners out there are not playing in IDP leagues. I'm glad you're going that deep, though, Steve. So congrats for you getting to the championship on the first year of your Dynasty League. But give me a moment. We'll get back to you there with an answer in the break. But let's try TJ on the south side. Teach, what's going on, man? You're on the Fantasy Football Show. Hey, Teach.
Yes.
Hey, what you got, buddy?
My question is, I'm starting Ted McMillan, Mike Wilson, Trey McBride. My question is a flex. Jalen Waddle, Michael Carter, Brian Thomas Jr., or Taysom Hill in my flex?
Yeah, so I definitely don't want to use Michael Carter. That's too many Cardinals, in my opinion, to have rolling into a championship lineup. So I'd avoid him. Brian Thomas Jr. feels like the way to go there. The Jags offense has certainly seemed to have found a new level now under Liam Cohen. Trevor Lawrence finally living up to the billing of that number one overall pick. And Brian Thomas, the last few weeks, has become that deep threat that he, closer to what he was as a rookie, Jacoby Myers and Parker Washington handling the short intermediate routes underneath, has really opened Brian Thomas Jr. up. So I think you go ahead and use him in your lineup, TJ, of those options. Let's try Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-O, my friend, happy Championship Sunday to you. What's going on? Hang on a second.
Great year on the greatest show radio and across all of fantasy. And thank you for all these years taking my call every week.
Well, thank you for making it, Dave. I do appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words as well. We are wrapping up. This is the 13th season that I have been hosting the Fantasy Football Show here on ESPN 1000. So I do am happy to do it and happy to have the opportunity to talk fantasy with all the listeners out there. What do you got, Dave?
I have in 2 leagues, I have the same conundrum. I have Purdy and Hurts. I need one.
Yeah, you know what? It hurts me as a Bears fan, but I think the Purdy against the Bears defense is definitely way more enticing to me than Jalen Hurts in Buffalo, where it sounds like the rain. It could be a pretty rainy and inclement day today, and I think you see the upside for Purdy can be so massive. You know, I'm hoping the Bears can do something, but the truth is that the defense doesn't really stop the opposition. They just take the ball away at a high rate. So if he can limit his turnovers, or even if he doesn't, he still might have plenty of opportunities to pile up some numbers there. So I guess the one concern would be, obviously, if George Kittle can't go, you know, how much does that limit Purdy's upside? I guess a little bit as I'm talking it through here. But I think personally I'd still rather go with Brock Purdy, because I think he's just got a lot more upside. And in a championship game, I want the player, you know, with the upside there. So I'd roll with Purdy. Although,
thanks, Jeff. Thanks,
Dave,
year. Good luck.
Thank you, man. You know what? And I'll keep talking it through here real quick, Dave. But the one thing I would say is, you know, when you have a close call and if you're playing in 2 leagues and you have the same option in both leagues, if you can get behind it, not terrible to diversify and just go Purdy in one league, Hurts in the other. That's a viable strategy if we're just talking about playing the probabilities here and giving yourself the opportunity to, because both players are good. Either I could easily see them both finishing within, 4 to 5 points of each other. But again, as I'm talking this through, I feel like I actually might diversify because you have the same option in both leagues. I might just split the difference and go Hurts in one, Purdy in the other. As I talk it through, let's try Scott, who's in Maryville. Scotty, my friend, you are on the Fantasy Football Show. Hey, JP, Justin, can you pop him in? I'm having an issue here with my call. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how we doing? Hey, like the previous caller said, this show is the best, man. I love this show, and it's such a good way to start a Sunday. The only way it could get better is if you bumped it to 8 again. But my question is, over guys that I don't know jack about with these fantasy guys, because I know them like football-wise, but it's just I've never played any of these guys in any leagues. It's full PPR. It's between Luther Burden, Parker Washington, or Trey Tucker.
I like the opportunity for Burden, but even still, I will say this. I think his high is 6 catches so far in his NFL career in one game. That was the game before he left against the Packers with that ankle injury. Since then, he obviously missed last week, but he's back in action without Roma Dunze. So the opportunity is there. I think Parker Washington's a bit of a safer play. But the truth is that it's not like he's somebody who you can count on either. Trey Tucker, I want no part of. The day should be better for him without Brock Bowers. But honestly, I don't know if we can look at that game and really accurately assess anything or predict anything, Scott, because that game's just going to be so weird. Who knows what type of effort you're going to get from both teams. The Raiders obviously got into a fight with Max Crosby as they shut him down. He's apparently going to have surgery on an injury, but the reality is he wanted to try and finish the season. So that's a mess. I don't want any part of any Giants or Raiders because I don't know how that game's going to play out. So I think I would, even though I think Washington's a little bit safer, Scott, I think I would play Luther Burden. I think he's...
Yeah, let's go Bears.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's the Bears fan in me getting over. I'm usually pretty agnostic when it comes to picking my fantasy players, right, but I like the opportunity for him today. So I think I would go with Burden over Washington.
Okay, man. Have a good offseason.
You too. Thank you, Scott. 312-332-3776. That's the number if you want to jump on in. Hanging out with you till 8 o'clock here on ESPN 1000. And then, of course, we've got a full day of Bears coverage starting a little bit later in the day because, of course, it is Sunday Night Football for the Bears as they take on the 49ers. Jeff Meller hanging out with you on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
Championship. Championship.
Jeff Meller hanging out with you on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew here until 8 o'clock as we get you set for a full day of Bears coverage as the Bears play on Sunday Night Football against the 49ers with the opportunity with a couple of wins and just a little bit of help one time. If the Seahawks lose one game, the Bears will be not just the Kings of the North, but the Kings of the NFC, if they can go ahead and do that. So, very important game for the Bears today. And Stephen McHenry, my defensive player, question guy, IDP man, I would say after getting the information, sounds like a pretty standard scoring league for IDP. So, Marcus Jones of the Pats against the Jets, I think I'd use him. He'd be my first choice. And then I'd probably go with Lavonte David now that he's back and playing for the Bucks over Nick Cross as the Colts. Not quite sure how motivated they're going to be to play today. So there's your IDP answer for you, my man, Steve. Let's, real quick, before I take more calls, I did want to mention, and 312-332-3776, that's the number if you want to jump on in and share your question with me. But I do think this is where I will advocate for the idea that I think it's official. We need to shut down Week 17 Fantasy Football Championships. Need to go back to crowning a champ in Week 16. Not just because we're seeing more and more teams shut down players as they get to the end here with little to play for because of an expanded, you know, playoff. You know that you've got 7 teams in each conference, so 14 total teams making the playoffs. It's just at a point where there are so few games that have real meaning to them. You know, factor into the Christmas Day debacle now that has shown up as the NFL now has the triple headers going on Christmas Day. And fine, I don't have a problem with them wanting to have their games on so that teams that are watching with family have something, you know, they want to be part of the family tradition. I get it. I know what the business is. But the problem here with fantasy football and playing your championship now in week 17, as we see, it's not just that you have all these injuries you're dealing with trying to figure out, but with 3 games now taking place on the Thursday, or this week Thursday, you know, but I guess obviously it switches up each year, but the reality is it's difficult because now you're taking away 6 teams out of the mix, and on a day like last night is a good example. I know Josh Jacobs was somebody who fantasy owners were having a huge issue with determining whether or not they were going to play him because of his status. He eventually was removed from the injury report altogether, perhaps instilling a false sense of confidence about using him last night. But the problem is now you've got 6 teams playing on Thursday where you might have an option to turn to. Maybe not a player you would want to use ahead of Josh Jacobs, but all of a sudden they're off the board because you have no idea. And I just don't think, and I'll, you know, factor in, oh yeah, by the way, there was a doubleheader yesterday. So there was 2 more games, 4 more teams off the board. So by the time we get to Sunday, 10 teams have played their game already, which makes it that much more problematic, at least turning to backups in case of injury. So I'm going to advocate in most of my leagues next season to see if we can wrap up our fantasy championships in week 16. And then I think personally, it'll be just, you know, for a lot of people out there, you don't have to necessarily be so consumed with the games on Christmas because, hey, forget my family time. My biggest fantasy football matchup of the season is on the line here. As seriously as we take this, I know a lot of people are dealing with that. So I think my advice to the folks out there who are listening right now, next season, let's give up the week 17 championship. Let's push it into week 16. Now, I understand that week 14, at least this year, was the final bye week. So that for some people would provide the headache of, okay, we have byes in our fantasy football playoffs. I understand that. Maybe the NFL will do us a favor and actually wrap up their bye weeks by week 13. That wouldn't be inconceivable. That would certainly be helpful if the NFL schedule makers out there adjusted and next season all the byes were done by 13. That's certainly within their capabilities. So I'm going to advocate for NFL, end your bye weeks by week 13 next year so all the fantasy football players can have a 3-week playoff and wrap it up in week 16. Putting that request out there, that would be much appreciated from the fantasy football community. And then if you have to, I guess my alternate plan would be consider when you get to the playoffs, maybe just going to a straight points accumulation. The teams that make the playoffs, you just then it's a race the final 3 weeks. Whoever can put up the most total points, that team can be crowned your league champ. That could also be a way to potentially offset the playoffs, and you know, if you had to deal with a bye, at least you could plan accordingly. And maybe if it was a race to the top spot with points, then maybe you could at least still navigate a week 14 bye week if that is the case next season. Anyway, that's my 2 cents for how the NFL, I believe, should handle it. I'll take a quick call here. Let's try Jasper, who is in Tinley Park. Good morning, Jasper. You're on the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller.
Jeff, I have a wide receiver 2 question, full PPR. I have DK from the Titans,
yep.
Adonai Mitchell, and Michael Pittman.
So yeah, I definitely mentioned I don't want AD Mitchell at this point. I just Brady Cook really not all that. I think DK honestly. Cam Ward's been playing better as of late, so you know I think against the Saints, DK would be my man. I don't know Pittman. I just you know it's not.
Yeah, I don't trust him either.
That's something to monitor too. I'm not sure if Phillip Rivers is going to start today for the Colts, or now that they've been eliminated from playoff contention, something worth keeping an eye on. I wouldn't be stunned if all of a sudden we find out this morning that Leonard is going to get the start. Again, nothing's been made official by the Colts just yet, but they were eliminated from playoff contention. So if it's Riley Leonard, I don't know. I honestly don't know if that's better or worse for Michael Pittman. So, but the same thing, you know, could they limit Pittman as well just because they have been eliminated? I think that's certainly a possibility. So I think I'd roll with DK, Jasper.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one.
You too. 312-332-3776. That's the number if you want to jump on in. One more segment to go. And, of course, when we come back, we'll get Justin Pottinger's daily fantasy play as well right here on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Championship.
Final segments of hopefully your championship season here on the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller. Hit me up on the socials at Jeff_Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R. Again, I'll be back with the post game. I guess it won't even be tonight. It'll probably be around midnight, so it'll be Monday morning. I will have your post game show of the Bears and 49ers with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer. And then, as I mentioned, I'll be hanging out from 2 to 3 on Monday and Tuesday of this week. So filling in, so feel free to give me a ring or a listen this week here as well. Well, we've come into the final Justin Pottinger daily play of the season. JP, my man, what do you got for us today?
Oh my God, how did we get here, man? Like, this season flew by, it's championship week, and all of a sudden we're giving out the final player that is my must-start guy this week, and it's going to be Juwan Jennings. I'm sorry, Bears fans, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles today. It's going to be Juwan Jennings, wide receiver for the 49ers. It's actually been surprisingly very consistent. Since about week 9, he's been a top 12 wide receiver this season. Jennings has been getting the job done. Scored touchdowns multiple times the last few weeks. He's been excellent. In the Bears, guys, they rank 29th against wide receivers. It should be a field day for him, especially if George Kittle does not play. If he doesn't play, this means more Jennings. Even if Kittle does make it out there on the field today, I'm expecting more action for Juwan. And this was something me and Jeff were laughing about before the show started today, but it is something to look out for, and it is the NFL incentives. And for Juwan Jennings, he needs 9 more catches and 34 more yards to have an extra $600,000. So that's something to look out for Juwan. I love him today. He's a great flex option, wide receiver 2 as well. On FanDuel, it's about $6,500, $5,600 on DraftKings. Juwan Jennings is my final must-start player of the season.
Love it. There you go. Justin Pottinger's daily fantasy play for you. Last one of the year. We'll slip in a few more calls before we wrap it up here. 312-332-3776. Let's go out to Mike, who is in Lockport. Mike, looks like he's got a quarterback question. What do you got, man?
Yes, sir. Just real quick, though, based on your recommendation, I dropped Trey Tucker and picked up Josh Downs. Hopefully that's okay. My quarterback question is Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, or Matthew Stafford, and he has Puka going Monday night.
You know, so here's the thing, and I do know that, like, for the most part, you probably don't. Unless you feel like you're an absolute long shot here, Mike, I think I'd still use Stafford. Now, that you know, the downside is that, you know, there you have limited upside with him having Puka. But I think the truth is that it's probably, you know, let's think back to just a week ago, right? If things go really well for Puka, at the very least, you're offsetting those numbers. So I would use Stafford kind of just as, you know, somebody who, you know, if Puka goes crazy, chances are Stafford's going to at least keep pace somewhat with him. So I would definitely use Stafford there again, unless you're a complete long shot. If that's the case, then maybe I would consider Trevor Lawrence. If you think you have, you know, very little chance and you need to diversify and you need Puka to have a down week, just, you know, you think to be competitive, then maybe I would consider Lawrence. But I personally would probably roll with Stafford. Let's go on out to Naperville and say good morning to Derek D. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I got Luther Burden, Tyler Warden, or Dylan Sampson, excuse me. And I guess Taysom Hill, potentially, if I'm really desperate.
And you need one of those, Derek?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so I think I'd use Luther Burden. I really don't want any part of Ty Warren. I just don't know what the Colts are going to be, you know, trotting out there today. So I would use Burden over Sampson ever so slightly. Let's go to Logan Square and say good morning to Mark. What's going on, Mark?
Morning, Jeff. I got a big wide receiver 3 problem. It's a full point PPR. I've got Coker, and I can also pick up DK, Kendrick Bourne, or Kyle Williams of the Patriots with all their injuries.
And you need one of those?
I just need one.
Yeah, I would lean towards Jalen Coker there, honestly. Kyle Williams is intriguing, but even though he's made some catches, he hasn't, you know, I think that maybe there's a path for him with the Hollins injury, with the Butte injury, but I don't like it enough to trust him in a championship scenario here, Mark. So I would go with the Jalen Coker there.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
This is the 2-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the 2-minute warning.
The final 2 minutes of the fantasy football season for us here on the Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000. Last caller of the season for us is going to be Patrick, who's in Woodridge. Patrick, what's going on, man?
Hey, Jeff, welcome.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Two of these three running backs. I got Charbonnet, Carter, and Corum.
So of those, standard? So I think Corum at this point, I think, is, you know, pretty solid 1A. Kyron Williams is 1. So I would use Corum for sure. And then, honestly, I think I'd still use Zach Charbonnet. He seems to be the preferred man at the goal line. So I'd go with Charbonnet and Corum there over Carter. All right, folks, that is officially going to wrap up the 2025 season here for us on ESPN 1000. But I want to say thanks to Justin Pottinger for the tremendous work all season long. And thank you for all everyone else out there listening. Wouldn't do this without you. Wouldn't be much of a show without you. So thanks, as always, for the support. Again, wrapping up the 13th season here of the Fantasy Football Show on ESPN 1000. And I do want to say, of course, thank you to Harry Tynowitz, who we lost earlier this year, because he's the man who started fantasy football programming on ESPN 1000 almost 25 years ago. So, miss you, Harry. Thank you for all you've done. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Go get your championship this today and tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Meller on ESPN 1000.
That does it for the Fantasy Football Show today, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. But don't miss more of Jeff Meller later today on the Bears postgame show, 2 hours after the Bears game ends. And next week, when the Fantasy Football Show returns every Sunday at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago and the ESPN Chicago app.
And tickets are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to see the Blue Demons live as they take on some of the top teams in the country. There's no better place to experience a game than Wynn Trust Arena, home of the DePaul Blue Demons. Get your tickets today at DePaulBlueDemons.com/tickets and be part of the action. That's DePaulBlueDemons.com/tickets. Go Blue Demons!
It's time for lights, camera, action at Cantini. This winter, the lights take the spotlight and transform the gardens into a living movie soundtrack, a cinematic showstopper of light, motion, and music. inspired by the big screen. From timeless classics to feel-good favorites, you'll see your favorite movie hits come to life in Light. Lights, camera, action at Cantini Park. The show begins December 26th.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it, you get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using